Northwestern students are busy signing up for clubs, often going through the tedious process of interviews. Sometimes a break at the gym may be a necessity. Paul Kim, a sophomore and member of the club, says the powerlifting club allows the students to participate in clubs and exercise simultaneously.
So the powerlifting club is a club where basically a lot of people who like to lift and get strong and get big, they just come and do a lot of lifting together.
Despite the quite intimidating name, Paul says the club embraces and welcomes all levels of experience.
There's people like beginners like me, and there's more intermediate and advanced lifters as well.
The student-run organization does not include any experts in this field, hence does not require any expertise either.
And so it's more like trying to share your own experiences and see if it fits with you. They're not like certified or anything like that.
But the advanced members definitely are trained well enough to guide the new ones. According to Paul, they email weekly workouts to help keep track.
For beginners, we do like a weekly form check where the advanced lifters, they teach us like how to do like the big three lifts, like bench, squat, deadlift.
The powerlifting club's goal is also very straightforward. They are not so different from other athletic clubs.
We had this first meeting where the execs kind of presented, and their goal is like, let's get big, let's get strong, let's do lifts. I think that's about it. It's very simple, and I liked it.
Paul adds that the intermediate and advanced members ensure that they are accomplishing and improving through repeated check-ins not only on the new members, but also on themselves.
For intermediate members, they're going to check their max weights for the main three lifts. That's probably going to happen on like a monthly basis.
As the members advance in experience and strength, the more competitive they can get, further opening up different opportunities.
They're planning to like go to powerlifting competitions as well and like represent NU. They're planning on like bringing in speakers that are like related to powerlifting as well.
What differentiates powerlifting from other athletic clubs is the backstory. It may be shocking news that powerlifting is in fact new, but also not completely.
Like there was something like this powerlifting club a few years back, but I think it wasn't like official or anything, or like a lot of people didn't really join, so it kind of died off.
The student who founded the powerlifting club this year may or may not be the first. Even he writes in a Reddit post that there is a lack of information to tell whether the club actually existed. Some refer to it as a revival.
He's a junior called Saeed Yaka. Tried to revive it, and now we're here, and I think we're trying to make it an official organization by like November, something like that. Yeah.
While the main goal may be to exercise and just powerlift, there's more to the beginning of the club. It is a community built of students sharing a single interest.
You go to SPAC and there's like a lot of lifters, a lot of people working on. You go to Blom, you go to Patton. There is just like a lot of people who love lifting, and there wasn't really like a club that's dedicated to those kind of areas.
Paul says that the students all love to powerlift, but have unique individual goals, whether that be gaining muscle, working out, or getting rid of an unhealthy habit.
Especially for me, because like I have like really bad posture. I'm hoping that through this and like trying to like get some workouts done, I can kind of fix my posture and fix the weak muscle areas.
Like Paul, anyone can set a personal goal for themselves and really experience the motivation while powerlifting.
In Korea, when there was like a like lifting boom, there was this saying called 3대 500, which basically stands for like the big three lifts. You combine them and the weights add up to 500 kilos. Maybe if I could get somewhere there by the time I graduate, I'll be happy.
There are no particular requirements for this club that merely hopes to encourage people to powerlift and stay fit. There aren't any interviews or formal procedures for acceptance.
I just signed up through a form on Reddit. I don't think there's like any like limitations to anyone. Like even a beginner like me could join. There are also a lot of advanced lifters. And so I think it's open for anyone who just has a passion.
If you like to exercise regularly, powerlifting may be a club to check out. Signing off, this is Jung and Jennifer Kim from WNUR News.